Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. There are only two kinds of people in the world, an Irish saying goes, the Irish and those who wish they were. If you look around on St. Patrick's Day, you might think that's true, for on St. Patrick's Day, Americans, regardless of their ancestry, will wear green, sing Irish songs, guzzle Irish beer, and dine on corned beef and cabbage. But not in Ireland. There you'd be lucky to find more than a handful of packages of corned beef in any of the local supermarkets. That's because, contrary to popular belief, corned beef and cabbage is not the national dish of Ireland. You won't find it on menus there except in places where there's a lot of tourist traffic. Some food historians even go so far as to question whether the dish is actually Irish at all. At best, only half of it, the cabbage, is truly Irish. Cabbage has long been a component of the Irish diet, but traditionally it was served with Irish bacon, not corned beef. No wonder Bridget Haggard, an Irish-born authority on Irish culture now living in the U.S., claims that she never tasted corned beef and cabbage until she came to this country. The dish is about as Irish, she says, as spaghetti and meatballs. It turns out that before modern times, beef was never part of the typical Irishman's diet, being a delicacy instead reserved for royalty. Eating beef was an extravagance. But when Irish immigrants came to this country, however, they discovered that corned beef, not to mention cabbage, was cheap, and the tradition of cooking and serving them together, a purely American tradition, was born. Nonetheless, you can reject as specious the claim that corned beef and cabbage is Ireland's national dish without in any way denying its delectability. On St. Patrick's Day or any other day, it's peasant food fit for a king. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.